Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Luce Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America that truly make it what it is. Luce Trails and Tales made possible by Superior Livestock Auction. The Bell Ringer Sale, 83,000 head of cattle selling next week, Wednesday and Thursday, in your living room or your office on Dish Network Channel 232. Full details about marketing cattle the Superior way at SuperiorLivestock.com. The All-American Beef Battalion coming on our 10th year. Nearly 400,000 individuals fed a one-pound ribeye. Ooh, that ties in well to the beef bowl and what we're doing here today, Todd. But more information about the volunteer efforts of the All-American Beef Battalion on the web, steaksfortroops.com. And my favorite destination, Todd Erickson, I'm just going to put you on the spot right off the bat. What do you think Trent Luce's favorite destination in the nation is?
Oh, it has to be Lowry's, the prime rib.
Oh, now you're going to... How am I going to say no, you're wrong to that? Okay, not including your nutritional choices, it's Medora, North Dakota, on the web, MedoraIndy.com. I think most people know about the history, the heritage, the long-standing tradition of the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. I'm not sure it's as widely known as it should have been. We're fixing that here today, but right alongside the history, the tradition, the heritage is Lowry's Beef Bowl, and I happen to have the person that for 25 years has dedicated his time to making it happen, Todd Erickson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Trent.
Really?
Pleasure to be here.
25 years you volunteered for the Beef Bowl.
It's an easy thing to volunteer for, right?
Well, I don't know. I might be volunteering before we're done here today. Tell me more. When did it begin? What's it all about?
Boy, when you see that prime rib and mashed potatoes and cream corn, you know, sitting there, the players eating, you kind of go, oh, wow, I think I'm going to have some of that after this is all over.
And then it's gone.
It is. You know, Lowry's the Prime Rib in Beverly Hills was founded in 1938, so 78 years ago. That's the flagship restaurant of Lowry's Restaurants, Inc., which is a family-owned chain of restaurants, small chain. And the Beef Bowl's been around for 61 years this year.
Wow. What is the Beef Bowl? When did it be? I know you said 61 years ago, but what caused this to begin? Tell us about the beginnings.
So Richard N. Frank, who passed away during the past year from us and that in his 90s, was running Lowry's at the time. His father was the founder of it. And in the early 30s, he started going to Rose Bowl games with his dad, and he just loved the game. The family lived in Pasadena, and Lowry's was itself, the corporation was based in Pasadena, so there was this connection to the locale where the Rose Bowl is played at in Pasadena, California. And it was in the mid-50s, and he got this idea. He's like, oh, I'd really like to treat the players from both teams coming to the Rose Bowl game to a really wonderful restaurant dinner. And so he talked to the Terman Rose Association, and they spoke with the Big Ten Conference, and then at the time it was the Pacific Coast Conference, which eventually became the Pac-8 and then the Pac-10, and now it's Pac-12. But everybody agreed they wanted to do it, and so in 1956, December of 1956, just prior to the 1957 Rose Bowl game, and that was featuring Iowa and Oregon State. Those were the first two teams, and they dubbed it the Beef Bowl just to kind of give it a tie-in name with the Rose Bowl game. And interestingly enough, the Big Ten teams, starting with Forrest Evashevsky, who was the coach of Iowa back then, didn't want to come to the restaurant. He said, I'd like to feed my boys out at the practice field. And so we've got photos of the Iowa players in their skivvies being served from the famous silver carts of Lowry's out in the practice field.
Really? What was
that
he
practice
thinking?
Ended. Yeah, I know. And you know, the only time Woody Hayes ever allowed his players to participate was the next year, 1957, prior to the 1958 Rose Bowl game. So when we date it, we're always using the date of the Rose Bowl or the Beef Bowl, which happens in 1 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
The December, and then January 1st being the Rose Bowl game is a brand new year in terms of the calendar year and that. So for us, it's 56-57, and then 57-58 was Ohio State. They came out and played, and Woody was fine to feed his players on the practice field. That continued until 1963, when Dick Butkus and Illinois went back to play Washington in the 64 Rose Bowl game. And Mr. Frank, Richard N. Frank, said, you know, I really want – you boys need to experience the restaurant. The other conference at the time then, it was now the Pac-8 in the mid-60s. These guys have been coming to the restaurant every year. We want you guys to come too. So since 64, both teams have come on separate nights to the restaurant.
Oh, I think it would be more fun if they came the same night.
I don't think there's enough room for them.
Oh, that's a good out. We don't have enough room. That would be some entertaining stuff.
Yeah. You know, Trent, there's just not enough. There really isn't enough room because it's more than just that. You got the football players, and
right.
when they go to a big bowl game, they take quite a few players that have not traveled to, you know, during the rest of the season. Usually, it's a big treat for the players that are on the squad but didn't make the traveling squad. And so the full team comes. You got the administrator, the players, coaches, the athletic administration, some folks from the university, and then you've got the Tomb of Roses officials that are there, and Lowry's special guests and stuff for the evening. And it's a private event on both nights, and mm-hmm. the restaurant is packed both nights. So. No, and because of the, you know, I mean, this history of the being over six decades now, you can imagine the tales that have been told by and passed down through the Pac-10 and the Pac-12 and Big Ten conferences with the teams and that. They come to Lowry's prepared to do battle, to tackle as much prime rib as they can.
Perfect.
But there was a competition back in the 60s, actually. They would count every serving of prime rib that the players ate and tally them up in that. But that ended back in the 1969, 1970. But what's crazy is that the media has never let go of it. So the local media, the TV stations, the newspapers, they all like to report what, you know, who won, and
mm-hmm.
and we just kind of like roll our eyes and go along with that, and we tally the number of prime rib roasts that the entire company that night ate, you know, everybody that's in the restaurant during that event. So
how many, tell
us. We come up with a mythical winner every year.
Yeah, I don't care about the winner. How much beef did you consume? Because see, I'm a beef producer, so I want this to be a big number.
Yeah, so it was over 1,000 pounds between the two teams.
Wow. That's
Penn State,
incredible.
Penn State company consumed 536 pounds, and USC was 502 pounds.
You know what? It's been so long since I originally contacted you. I had forgotten how I came upon this to begin with. It was a Penn State release, something that came out of the university, or Penn State University. And they were bragging that they had won the Beef Bowl. I had forgotten about that until just now. Did they win the football game?
Yeah, no, they didn't. But it was a great game. It was a game for the ages. It will go down as one of the
really?
All-time greatest Rose Bowl games. Hmm. They USC won on a field goal with no time on the clock. They won 52-49.
Wow.
The 50th anniversary back in 2005, and so I did a book through Silverback Books, which is now owned by Chronicle Imprint. I did a run of 5,000 books, happy to say it sold really well, and you can only find them like on Amazon on like remainders or, you know, in bookstores that have older copies or whatever, and that's not an easy book to find, but it's pretty cheap usually. But I interviewed a lot of players and coaches going back over those 50 years, and there was a guy named Ed Moransky from Michigan,
right?
And he came in as a freshman in '79, and there was a teammate of his, Bubba Paris, who ended up playing in the NFL, and Bubba Paris had a couple daughters that played probably about 10 years ago or so, for Oklahoma women's basketball, big girls. And anyway, those two guys were roommates, and they came out with the Michigan team. They were freshmen, and they'd heard about this legend of the Beef Bowl, and they were determined to help Michigan win, and there really wasn't a competition. They didn't realize that. And set personal records. And, you know, it was really up to the coaches how much the players eat. Lowry's says that it's two cuts per player, and the Beef Bowl cuts are enormous. You know, they're 16 ounces each. Or actually it's bigger than that. It's 22 ounces. I take that back. Sorry. I'm thinking of the Diamond, Jim Brady cuts. So the, anyway, Ed Baranski and Bubba Paris were both competing with each other to help their team, and Bubba stopped at 9 cuts of beef.
Oh, my goodness.
Ed had 10 cuts of beef in that. And then Ed told me that later that night, those guys went out and had pizza together. But Bo Schembechler was so ticked off at them, and they weren't starters. They were freshmen. And he had them running wind sprints all morning long and just killed both of them.
Right.
He was furious that they had ate so much. And then a couple years later, well, when they were seniors, they were coming back out playing in the Rose Bowl game again, and Bo Schembechler called Ed and Bubba to come up to the front of the plane and sit down with them in that. And he said, "You boys are going to be sitting with me at the Beef Bowl at Lowry's. You're only going to be allowed 2 servings. That's it."
That's good stuff right there.
So that's kind of like a mythical. People say, "Oh, who ate the most in that?" And that was verified by a manager that was before my time with the Beef Bowl. But the manager was still working in the 90s. I knew him, and he said, "Yeah, Ed Baranski." And then I spoke with Ed, and he confirmed it. Pretty crazy.
That is crazy. You just said the magic word, even in Beverly Hills, Pasadena. The way we reward our college athletes is with 1,000 pounds of beef. Todd Erickson, you could not have made it any more mouthwatering than that right there. Thanks a million. I appreciate it. I'm going to come see you.
You're welcome.
Oh, and folks, if you'd like to see some of the pictures and a little bit more, go to Lowry's Beef Bowl on Facebook, and you can enjoy. It'll make you hungry, trust me. Loose Trails and Tales. Thank you, Todd Erickson, once again. I truly appreciate it. Always remember, be gentle, stay firm.